Fuck me! It is so cold outside. And the weather report says it's gonna get even colder. There might even be a snowstorm coming. Meanwhile, here I am at a bus terminal in the middle of nowhere. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do tonight before they kick me out of here. Maybe if I beg hard enough, I can earn enough cash to buy a ticket out of here. But then, where am I gonna go? It's not like I have any family to rely on. Maybe I should just go back home and apologize to... Oh, shit. Someone's coming. Yes, sir. I'm just waiting for my bus to arrive. Which bus? I think it's, coming in, like, half an hour or something. What? No! I'm not homeless. I have a place to stay. I'm just going through some shit right now. How old am I? What's it to you? Look, it's none of your business how old I... Wait! No, I'm not a minor, okay? I'm 18. See? Here's my ID. There's no need to get the cops involved. Look, the truth is, I kinda got kicked out of my house this morning. Because my mother's a bitch, that's why. I just really need a place to crash for the night. So I can figure things out, you know? Wait, you know where I can... You don't work for the bus company, do you? Oh, so you just happened to notice that I was in trouble and you wanted to help. Sure, whatever you say, old man. You know what? Fuck it. Going home with an old man I just met at some bus terminal is... still, a better option than freezing to death out in the middle of a fucking blizzard. So I guess I'm staying with you for the night, sir. The car ride over was kind of nice, especially with the heat turned up. The warmest I've felt all day. That bus terminal was so cold, and the thought of being trapped outside in the storm... Ooh, you know, I half expected your place to be a rundown shithole, but this is actually pretty nice. I noticed some photos hung up in the hallway. Do you live here by yourself? I see. So your wife passed away last year? What about your kids? Oh, so they're too busy with their own lives to visit, I can relate, kinda. My dad walked out on me and my mom when I was just a baby. And my mom and I never really got along after that. I think she always blamed me for what happened, you know? You didn't happen to walk out on a mother and child about 18 years back, did you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Figured I better ask, just in case. Last thing I'd want is to end up fucking my own father. Oh, come on. I'm not an idiot. I know why a guy like you decided to pick me up tonight. An older man, wife no longer in the picture. Probably been a while since you've been with a woman. All of a sudden, you just happened to come across a scared young girl, barely legal, with no place to go for the night. You couldn't resist, could you? Hey, shh, no, it's okay. I get it. A man has needs. You deserve something for saving me back there. Who knows where I'd be right now if you didn't come along. And maybe I wouldn't mind sharing a bed with a sexy older man like you. After all, it's getting pretty cold outside. And I'm sure Daddy can keep me nice and warm on this dark and stormy night. Yeah, big surprise. The girl whose father walked out on her as a child has some serious daddy issues. stop the fucking presses. Now then, why don't I come sit in Daddy's lap and show you just how grateful I am? Oh, please! Don't pretend like you aren't enjoying this. I can feel your cock twitching in your pants every time I call you Daddy. Yeah, just like that. You like it when I call you Daddy? How about when I rub my tight little ass against this big throbbing cock? Daddy! You are getting so hard for me. I bet it's starting to hurt. You know, your fat cock straining inside your pants. Why don't I unzip you and pull out your... Holy fuck! Seriously? Look at the size of that thing! You put all the boys I blew back in high school to shame. The teachers, too. It looks so big and thick. Ooh, and these balls! So heavy and full of cum. Ooh, it makes my mouth water. Daddy, so good. Your cock is delicious. I could suck on this monster all night. The way the veins on your shaft rub against my tongue. The way your cock head throbs at the entrance to my throat. Even the weight of your ball slamming against my chin. It just feels so right. This is where I belong. All I want to be is a good little girl and make my daddy proud. No, it's okay. You can grab the back of my head. Force my face all the way down on your shaft. You can make me choke on it. I don't care. In fact, I want you to do it. Whatever makes you happy, Daddy. Fuck. I thought I was gonna pass out for a second. What's that? You want more? My pussy? Yeah, of course, Daddy. You can have whatever you want. You don't even have to ask. Just take what you want. I'll do anything you ask, and in return, you let me stay here for the night. Doesn't that sound good? If you want me to sit in your lap and ride your cock, well then, Daddy, it would be my pleasure. Oh! Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Your cock is big. Oh, no, it's okay. I like it. I like the way your daddy cock feels inside my pussy. It reminds me what a silly little brat I've been. Maybe my mom was right to kick me out. Maybe I should have learned my lesson and should have apologized to her. But instead, I went home with some random old man I just met. And now, he's my new daddy. And you're such a good daddy, too. You know what a bratty little bitch like me deserves, don't you? If only I had a big, strong daddy like you when I was growing up, I probably wouldn't have ended up on the streets. Fucking some random old man just so I can stay warm tonight. But maybe, now that I'm here,
You could teach me how to be a good girl. Maybe if I stay here with you, I can learn how to obey men like you. I can become an obedient young woman. Someone who's worthy of a big dick daddy like you. Or maybe I'll just keep getting worse. Maybe I'll fuck you so good, you'll end up wrapped around my little finger. And I'll end up with everything I ever wanted. I guess we'll just have to see, won't we, Daddy? Yes. Tell me you want it, Daddy. Tell me I deserve this big daddy dick. Tell me that you want to come inside me. Do it, Daddy. Come inside me. Pump your seed deep inside this tight little cunt. Fucking ruin me, Daddy. I want you to ruin this pussy. Please, Daddy. I'm begging you. Make me yours. Please. Begging you, please, Daddy. Please. 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 Good. Your cum. Oh, it feels so warm inside of me. I would love to feel this way all the time. I know that we only agreed for me to spend one night here, but the weather report said that it's gonna be like this all week. And this whole winter has been really cold already. Maybe I could spend the next few months with you, just until the weather warms up. What do you think, Daddy? Daddy! Daddy! Oh, Daddy! Where are you? There you are. What am I wearing? Just a t-shirt and panties. Well, what do you expect? It's the middle of summer. It's way too hot outside to wear anything else. But never mind that. I was wondering, can you buy me the newest iPhone? My phone is getting too old. You aren't sure? Oh, come on, Daddy. I know you can afford it. After all, you bought me all those other things I asked for. The new clothes, the makeup, the sexy lingerie. Well, maybe I can convince you. How about now, Daddy? Do you want to buy me a new iPhone now? Yay! You are such a good daddy. Always treating me like his little princess. You will buy me whatever I want, just as long as I can make you come. You know, sometimes I worry that you spoil me too much. But then again, I am the one on her hands and knees sucking you off. So I guess it all works out in the end. We have a nice little arrangement. Don't we, Daddy? You're gonna come?
Go ahead. Come all over my face. Yes! That's a good daddy. Your cum tastes so yummy. I'm so happy I found you, daddy. You are the best daddy a girl like me could ask for. Now come on, let's go to the mall and pick out my new phone.